Yeah, John.
I've just been thinking as you're talking about this and reflecting, and I think the thing I'm still left with and struggle with is just this kind of deep sadness about, you know, the state of the world. And I suppose that's no different from struggling with sadness about the human condition.
Mm.
Right? I mean, if that's really quite what it is, it's just
yeah.
a great mass of suffering and trying
yeah. yeah.
to have enough heart to be with it.
Yeah.
Not get brought down, but it seems yeah. like the same struggle. It's very personal, I guess, in a way.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and I think it is, yeah, I mean, it is sad that we as human beings, with all of our advantages and all of our privilege and opportunity, keep opting to suffer. Yeah, yeah, we sort of we get better and better how to ramp it up. Yeah. So, yeah, no, it is worthy of sin. But it's also, you want to be taking that sadness and learning how to transform it into compassion, in that sense of, because compassion is like a skillful response to suffering. Is a way of transcending suffering in a sense that where one can respond in, because it's a really positive way. The source is the same, but one leaves one depressed, and the other one feels motivated and uplifted. Okay, even you know, as miserable as things get, sometimes there's still lots of good things that we can be doing, and we can be responding skillfully and positively to our own suffering and the suffering of others, and it's a response of compassion. Another aspect is, you know, in terms of response. I mean, one is compassion, another is. Nipita, which is a disenchantment, but disenchantment is, again is not a negative, sad, depressed response. It's a disenchantment that frees one up to engage in a skillful way, in a wholesome way, in an uplifting way. One can put energy into something. Well, I think you know that the word nipida is for a while Bhikkhu Bodhi was translating it as disgust, and it's true. I mean, it's not a bad translation. It's just it's not a useful one in the English language. because literally, just the word disgust is meaning to lose the flavor for, to you know, in terms of it's like that gustatory element. It doesn't, the world doesn't taste that good anymore, and so that even the you know, even the best thing or the most, you know, in terms of taste, and it's like, I remember one time with for people who know Ajahn Sujito, you know, he's an English monk, very accomplished, very great teacher, great meditator, and a great sense of humor. And sometimes he can be incredibly droll. And I remember we were on a picnic or something here some years ago, and I was having a meal out somewhere, a nice place, and then And then the dessert comes around, and it's cheesecake, and pass it on to Ajahn Sucitto, and I take a piece, and he takes a look at it, and he says, it's very droll, sort of neutral sort of look. He says, there's no known defense against cheesecake. But you know, you eat cheesecake every day, and you lose the flavor for it. You know, it just doesn't. You know, it just starts. You get disenchanted with it, and if you have to keep eating it, you get even more disenchanted. So that you know, as good as something can be, you know, it can be overwhelming. So that you know, that sense of disenchantment, nipita, stepping back from it because it isn't the be all and end all. It isn't the source of eternal happiness and well being. Nothing can possibly do that. So that there's a disenchantment, and that's where nipita is, that stepping back from things that you know can't possibly truly satisfy one and make one replete. Yeah. So and nipita is an incredibly wholesome, bright state of mind. And you see that there's many discourses where the Buddha gives these progressive outlines or causal conditions for the mental development and starting at various places where in some sense it kicks into delight and delight being a cause for a condition for the arising of joy, joy being condition for the arising of tranquility, tranquility being cause for the arising of happiness, happiness being cause for the arising of samadhi, of concentration, concentration being a cause for the seeing things in their true nature. Seeing things in their true nature is a cause for nipita. So it's like this building on these layers of very wholesome, clear mental states, and then arriving at disenchantment, and disenchantment being a cause for a condition for freedom. So I'd say that's not a. Yeah, yeah, but it is. This, how do we transform? Yeah, yeah. It's this, how do we transform these feelings of isolation, frustration, that are and sadness of the state of the world, but then it's more like, again, it's, I think it's helpful that this idea of the fictions that we buy into, the stories that control our life, the stories that we tell ourselves, the stories that we invest in, and say, well, you know, we keep investing in a story of our sadness, and because of the world being a certain way, and you know, we're saying, well, we can change that.